Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, UK Health Radio, and Populate, electronic medical records for podiatry. We've got a great doubleheader, Dr. Angela Longo, PhD, the biochemist and an oriental medical doctor. She'll be joining me discussing quantum wave living. Then a quick segment in the middle, Sports Doctors In, where we'll answer some emails, we'll preview some upcoming guests and topics, and then returning to finish us off, Marjorie Hope. She's the author of Connect Diplomacy, Using Our Differences to Connect. She returns. Dr. Angela Longo, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. I'm so grateful you've made this opportunity that I can share this information with your audience.
Absolutely. Give us some background, Dr. Angela, on yourself leading up to what you're doing.
I was made aware of this when I was given 25 years ago a diagnosis of liver cancer and only a month to live. I knew I had to use quantum waves because everything is made of quantum waves. So when we have an injured or sick body, like our shoulders or knees, they're all made of quantum waves. And those quantum waves are made of information. If we knew the information and replace it, they're immediately healed and whole. And it never happens again because you went back to the origin of the patterns of self-sabotage or the lack of safety, security, confidence, or the lack of understanding, whatever it is. All you have to do is look at the 8 maps that I've developed and choose which maps you need and then write down their names on similar-sized papers. You can shake them up in a box and pick one or two. And then when you replace that information, you are instantly healed. I'm happily alive at 75, 25 years later.
Now, you also Angela, Dr. Angela, you know, you're a biochemist. You come from science. You come from medicine, Chinese medicine.
Right.
So again, when we listen to quantum waves and a lot of these points, whether we're athletics or sports medicine or health or wellness, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, it was considered voodoo. Now is very serious interest in whether we want to call it the spiritual side, you know, all these aspects of our being, our feelings, our thoughts, our momentum, and the fact that there definitely is value saved you in adding this to everybody's life. But again, you come from a medical and biochemical background.
Yes, and this is physical, but it's invisible. So you're right, Dr. Bob. Every single piece of information that we choose in our life is actually chosen by our quantum waves. It's the seat of our consciousness. And we're just learning this now. I've been using it with people for 25 years. A woman came to me in Thailand dying of dengue fever. 3 hours later, no more dengue fever. And I was amazed, just like she was. She was the naturopathic doctor. And I've been doing this ever since, adding it, of course, to any medical help or any acupuncture help that you may choose.
That's a very important point where we're talking about and not replacing good, smart medical attention in so many ways. You know, for decades on the sports doctor, Dr. Angela. I've talked about, besides the role of the foot in sports and sports podiatry, we pay big attention to the mental game. I have sports psychologists, I have psychiatrists, I have mental trainers, all looking to try to learn how to include some of this side, whether it's recovery from injury, again, let alone serious illness, or it's enhanced performance, or, you know, trying to reduce stress in our lives.
Yes,
In the world of high performance. How has, in your world, out there in Hawaii, how's the medical world tuning in, pardon the pun, beam me up, Scotty. I know it's one of the things
right,
you were talking
exactly.
about. How's the medical, psychological world tuned in to paying attention to this quantum living?
Well, you know, it's funny you should ask that question. I treat a lot of doctors. I actually treat the healers and the doctors because they're the ones
that's the best, I'll tell
who
you,
know
that's the best way.
That
that's
we need to do this because
that's the best way to
all
spread
of our
the word.
Clients, yeah, even when you fix the clients with acupuncture and herbs, I noticed they'd come back in another year with a different disease but the same pattern. So if
you
want to step up your performance.
Yes.
And
you mentioned, you talk about the biochemistry of stress. Really, stress is such a big deal in our life in all aspects, including,
right.
again, sports and performance. But the biochemistry of stress makes a lot of sense relating those two.
Well, can I tell you what you really want to do? You want to face and embrace whatever's stressing you. Yes, you have to love what's stressing you and then replace it with what you really want. That's how the quantum world works. You can't cut it out. You can't let it go. You can't even just, you know, forget about it. You must replace it with something you really wish to have in your life. And the most important thing is the purpose that you chose when you were incarnated, when you started, your quantum waves interacted and formed your unique sovereign purpose. And we read that for people. And when we do, and people know about it, it's like a magic wand.
Is there a psychic side to that, Dr. Angela?
We're all psychic.
It's a lot of psychic.
We all have this ability. We are all psychic. We just have to use it.
Yes.
And that's why I was telling people they can write what they want to choose on pieces of paper, the eight maps, let's say, that are in my workbook.
What are the eight maps?
Everybody?
Yeah. What are the
eight maps?
Okay.
Are one, the patterns to thrive instead of survive. The second is six areas of living. The third are your 12 organs and your five elements. The fourth are all your relationships. The fifth are all your symptoms of your body. The sixth are your dreams. The seventh map are your hormones, otherwise known as chakras. The eighth is the I Ching. And then your daily events and your body structure. Those are the eight maps. Nine.
Life of the Tao. Yes, as well as that whole hormonal side. What's the best website or to find out about you and your work and your books?
My name, AngelaLongo.com. That's the brand I use. And you can actually send me a note from that website. You can just tell me you're interested, and I'll contact you back. I'm still doing one-on-one sessions for people who may need a little help, and I love to teach people how to do this work. It's
what
so
are the ages?
Easy.
What are the ages?
What?
The youth sports is a giant topic on the sports doctor, childhood obesity, bullying, big topics on the sports doctor. What ages do you include? Is it 3 to 103?
Well, I can work with the children, but the truth is children are changing so much their brain isn't even developing. And the brain is like the computer of the Googleverse. Everything's recorded in the quantum memory of the universe. And we have the access. We have the ability to access that and then to replace what we don't want. Yes, we can actually replace our past. This is something that only the quantum world knows for sure. And it's fast. You can replace it instantly. And that's what I help people do, and that's what I want to share with people.
And how do you find the, again, the mix you're in? I know that you were very involved with Oriental medicine, Chinese medicine. You were involved in the world. I've had numerous acupuncture. I do a lot of blending, holistic East and Western medicine, and that blends in many times to this world of mental health, which is amazing, Dr. Angela. It's the biggest topic in the world. Got great attention in the Olympics when Simone Biles, the great Olympic superstar, talked about her past problems, as well as Michael Phelps, the other gold medal champion, where this stigma,
yes.
on the mental side, somebody says, I really want to be able to see some differences in whatever. Do people work, including meditation? Do they do visualization? What goes into some of the bullets of quantum wave living?
Well, first and most important is to focus on your purpose, number one. You can't cause it to happen, but if you know it, it guides you in your choices in your life. Secondly, it's like prayer. You say your replacements in the evening and in the morning. Now, they're much more powerful than, say, an affirmation, because it comes from your heart of your quantum waves. Quantum waves come first before energy and matter. And so that's why I focus on the patterns of the quantum waves that I've developed in these eight maps, which contains Oriental medicine, it contains yoga, it contains the Tao, it contains our biochemistry, our DNA, the teaching patterns.
Yes, you're included, Dr. Angela. You know, I'm a sports doctor. I make a big deal out of what I call the new medicine. And number one is eat smarter. Number two is keep moving. There's a million variables in both these things. But number three is work on reducing stress and the mental game. Again, looking
Being
for various ways,
new.
There's so much stress.
No, don't focus on the stress. If you focus on the stress, you make the stress stronger. You want to focus on the replacement. What's new in your life? Like if it's worry, you just face and embrace the worry in your body, literally like jumping in water. And then you replace it in the core of your quantum waves. And boom, you have a miracle. The stress isn't there anymore. It's not an issue. We don't have problems. We don't have struggles. We manifest those things, and we can choose to manifest something new. The power of new replaces the power of now. It's the
and
most
where did
important.
Visualization, if at all, the idea, the visualization side, I guess when you
it's
mentioned
visioning.
Word purpose, and then go ahead.
Visioning replaces, it's just like, but stronger than visualization. It's like
good
it,
word.
But
yes,
it's a
like
word that's new. Vision what you want that's new in your life. That's your true desire. And miracles
is that a newer
happen.
Word? Is that a newer word than mindfulness, Dr. Angela?
You have to be mindful to vision.
Yes. But the idea of being able in the visioning, you know, which is the idea to maybe much quicker or in a much shorter period of time, paying attention to that map or so where, it fits into the same side of that whole visualizing idea where you're visioning what you want to pay attention to positively, right?
I'll give you a story just to share what you just talked about. If you have a cup, if the client brings me a cup filled with poison and says, can you help me change the poison in my cup, which of course is a metaphor for our lives, so that I can drink out of my cup, I would tell them the first thing the quantum world teaches us is you cannot pour out what is in the cup. But what you can do is take a pitcher of fresh water and pour water into the cup and pour and pour and pour, and pretty soon the water replaces what's in the cup and you can drink from your cup of life.
That and the metaphors of these things, you know, the metaphors
the
are very powerful.
Wait a minute, I'm not done. The water symbolizes your true desires, the new you, the true desires that you wish. That's what you're pouring into your life, and it replaces the old patterns, and you have a new past, therefore a new present, and your future is what you desire because you've put in what you truly desire. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, again, especially in the areas of health and wellness, whether we're talking about the idea of dealing with chronic illness. We're going to talk more about all of this when we come back again. And your name, the site for more information is what, Angela?
AngelaLongo.com.
Great. Hold on. We're going to be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody, it's the Sports Doctor. We're back. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking on so many aspects of the mental game, the world of quantum wave living out of Hawaii with Dr. Angela Longo, biochemist, oriental medicine doc. And you were talking about aspects of the metaphor, the whole water side of things when we took the break. Talk a little bit more about what you mean by that.
Well, you know how when you get into water, you feel good for a while? People with pain or discomfort or mental bothers, if you get into water, you feel good for a while. Have you noticed that?
I hear you.
Yeah. So I basically, I asked what kind of information should I use, because I knew it had something to do with water. And sure enough, I got a quote from Gandhi, and the words that I took from his quote, I mixed them around, and they spelled the word bathwave. The acronym for the words was bathwave: beliefs, actions, thoughts, habits, words, attitudes, values, and emotions. So those are the maps that I've created, the bathwaves of information of all the different aspects of our
life.
Another
great word. Yeah, another great word you got there, information.
Yes, information is really, because we're not made of things. We're made of our bathwaves, of our actions and of our thoughts and beliefs, as you keep talking
about.
Yes,
and the reason we include topics like yours, Dr. Angela, on the Sports Doctor is, again, includes the relationship of teammates, the idea of recovering from injury, the high pressure of sports, even youth athletics, the tremendous amount of problems, the stresses of parents, the overzealous coaches. So many times these tools and the maps, great tools to that people can include, again, at the highest level of athletics, to really make a difference in these attitudes and expectations. And, you know, how does that golfer forget his last shot, right?
Well, you just face it and embrace it, which is like jumping in water. You just use your hands.
I think that's a powerful, one of your most powerful points, you've made a lot of great ones, is the idea of needing to face these concerns, problems, situations, and about replacing them with positive ideas, and absolutely include the word love. And again, you know, coming from the biochemist and the doctor, it's a lot of weight to be able to, it's exciting to include.
And when people come in with 20 years of pain, and after 3 hours of replacing some old patterns, using the bathwave technique, and reading their purpose, and they walk out without the pain, it makes a believer out of you.
I would say, like, at least. This is a big topic, too. Yes, I've had, from the summit where I met you, the National Publicity Summit, I always have over the years various pain management experts in so many areas, looking for clues in the, whether it's medicines and the idea of natural, non-side effect weapons are a big point.
Tools, yes. Well, you know, for instance, simply, if it's in your joints, like your knees or your shoulders, it's about flexibility in your life, because joints, like your knees, are about the being flexible, moving forward in your life. And that can make a huge difference if you replace your failure to move forward. And then you have to know why you're not moving forward. Was it something that happened in your childhood? So you need to ask what age, and you can just have pieces of paper with ages on them.
What are the titles of your books, Dr. Angela?
The really important one is Quantum Wave Living Workbook, because that has six of the tools in it and the maps. The last one I've written is a novel, The Quantum Love Story, Miracles of Sovereign Purpose. And I actually teach quantum physics, the latest quantum physics, in a love story. So you love that. And that has the map of the hormones at the end of that book. And the first book is just history, how I got here. But I think if people had the workbook, it actually guides you day by day how to go through all the maps. And if you don't want to go through all the maps, you can call me and I'll help you find out exactly which of the patterns you need, which of the maps and which of the patterns, and then read your purpose.
Make sure, Dr. Angela, you send me that PDF. I'll send you mine. Send me that PDF of your workbook, and the importance of education. You know, we pay attention on the sports doc to three big areas. One's awareness. This is a great example of awareness of different tools, you know, going back thousands of years in so many ways. It's ironic. We're talking about something new, like the Tao is 3,000 years old, give or take a few weeks. So the sports doctor is a big fan of ancient wisdoms when they make sense and they have a scientific side also.
Yes. You are actually triplets, which is what you were just talking about. Your quantum waves is actually communicating with you at all times and making your body, it spins your body, and then it goes out again and changes and gets some new information, comes back and spins you a new body every moment. Isn't that a gift? And then you're aware of this conversation. When you're aware of the conversation, you can use it to guide your own life, your own purpose, and your own choices. So you are just speaking about my next point, which is that we're triplets. And I talk about that in my third book a lot, the three triplets, the quantum wave, sovereign being, your turnaround body, because it keeps changing every moment, and then your glowing awareness, which is what you were just describing. So important in your life to have a full life, an easier life, and a fun life, because you get to talk to them and you get to read. You have to know their language. They speak in pictures. So it's a picture language, just like your dreams are picture language. And I describe that in my books a lot. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it does, because, again, it's all part of the kinds of things that should be included in the young child's education or a high school education, to be this side of things. And the fact that, again, whether you're looking at business, whether you're looking at just trying to have less stress in your life, you know, in this world of social media and so much pressure, then tools, paying attention to some of these maps. And, again, you got some, you know, chakras, and some of these other areas, that it makes a lot of sense that people can educate themselves and learn. You know, someone would ask you, Dr. Angela, how much time in my life does it take to benefit from this quantum wave living? Half hour a day?
Well,
10 hours? Well, I'm talking generalities, of course.
Yeah. Well, this morning I talked to one of my coaches because she had cramps on her period. We spent about a half hour, went back to when she was 6 years old and punished for being herself. And we replaced that. We replaced all the resentment. We replaced all her old feelings of sadness. And she had her cramps went away. They got much better by the end of the conversation.
So
half an hour a day, maybe 10 minutes before you go to sleep to review what you replace during the day, and maybe say your purpose. And in the morning when you wake up, it's a nice way to start your day. So maybe a half hour to an hour a day is probably enough. It's up to you.
And when somebody says, you know, well, you know what, how much time involving to see some changes in habits? You know, you're talking about, well, within the first couple of months, you're really going to see some differences for the first couple of weeks. Just the idea that you're including this is exciting and makes some positive energy, which we all need.
Dr. Bob, it's instant. The changes are instant. The problem is you can slip backwards. If you don't stay on top of your new choices, then you can slide back when you're sleeping to the old choices. That's why I recommend saying them again in the morning for about 3 weeks. If you can hold them for 3 weeks, you might not slide back. But there are a few that constantly slide backwards. Like for me, denying my unconscious. I have to replace that all the time. Take the lid off my unconscious and replace it with, I am aware of everything in my life, because I slide backwards on that one. So different people slide backwards on different ones, and you have to repeat them until it's a new habit. 3 weeks, sometimes 3 months. One of mine took me 3 years. Because I've been doing this for 25 years.
You know, what's interesting, one of my guests last week, also from the summit, Doug Schmidt, who wrote a book, and he wrote a lot about whether it was Michael Jordan or Phil Jackson, the great coach, the guru coach of the Bulls, talking about including these things. Let's start reading. Let's meditate. Let's pay attention to a lot of what you're talking about. And, of course, at the highest level of basketball, they thought he was nuts. Of course, he won a million titles. But, again, in the highest area of sports performance, getting ready, the idea of coaches' attitudes, the relationships with families. This is where I felt a lot of what you had to say really, really were powerful. I'll use the word maps.
Scientific maps of quantum wave information. That's what they're using. It's not voodoo. It's real. It's quantum waves, and that's Magic Johnson.
Science
had such an effect on everyone.
Science is backing you up now, isn't it? Science is backing up.
That's exactly what I'm here to say. Yeah, quantum waves backs most of the work up, and it can be used by everybody.
Well, this is again where the educational. Yes, you know, when you share the show with a million people, this is where the educational side. This broad area of topics that we were talking about and covering regarding,
and they
again,
can
number
use
one,
it now.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Well, being aware of these remedies and the in the area of serious illness and pain management, et cetera, like you said, you deal with a lot of physicians.
Yes. Deal with them, you know, you can, don't worry about doing it right, or there's no right way to do these bath waves, to face and embrace and replace with your grace. Face it and embrace it, love it, and replace it with your grace, your choice.
You know, bath
and
waves.
You can do it. Bath waves.
Yes,
belief,
interesting
action,
word. A guest of mine a few years ago in the world of music therapy, we'd call it she was calling it sound bath. Again, the idea of these chimes and whatever. I knew the time would fly by with Dr. Angela Longo, PhD. Give us again the place to find out about you and your books.
AngelaLongo.com, AngelaLongo.com is where you can see the names of my books. They're on Amazon. You can order them. There are Kindle copies if money's tight. Just get the Kindle, and you can do it.
Thank you so much,
give me a call.
Dr. Angela Longo. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. We're going to jump in with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. We're back, man, with live radio action, you know, mixing it up here. The Sports Doctors In segment, where I quickly preview some upcoming guests and topics. I add a little Dr. Bob wisdom, answer a few emails. You know, next week we have the nephew of the immortal fitness guru, Jack LaLanne, Chris LaLanne. He's also a prominent trainer in his own respect, and coach. He'll be joining us. And then Vita Euler is all aspects of chronic pain. It's funny, we were just talking so much about that with my last guest, Dr. Angelo, and the whole area of medicines, the whole mental side. It's a very, very big topic. We're all very familiar with the nightmare of opioid overdoses. So Vita will be joining us. And then the following week, returning, Mary Leonard, the U.S. Athletic Training Center in New York. That organization has been around for decades, worked with some of the world's great athletes in so many different sports. Mary's background is a dancer. I think she still is. Ballroom dancing, and we're going to talk about also Gary Guerrero, her chief physical therapist, performance trainer, was a guest of ours a few months ago. So we're looking forward to reconnect with Mary. I think we'll talk a little bit about continuing to train as you get older. Dr. Bob, a little wisdom here, which is to whatever your age, and whatever your level of sports, whatever you play, from seniors to children, include balance exercises, work balance. It's one of the two areas I pay big attention to. I want to make a big point to everybody who involves exercise, who wants to work out, who wants to try to stay out of trouble, wants to try to prevent falls in the senior years. You want to work balance. I mentioned before, I think I cut off the late, great Bob Guida, where he would have these athletes, if it was a baseball player balancing on a mini trim, they might have a glove on. They might be swinging a bat. If it was a hockey player, they might be swinging a hockey stick. Tennis player, the tennis racket, balancing at the same time. Everybody's aware who listens to the show of one of the pieces of equipment I really love, the Sand Dune Stepper, which is a piece of equipment that simulates balancing, standing, moving on the sand. Really working the gripping part of the feet, which is such a major key in strengthening. So we want to definitely include some work balance. We have a couple of emails. Terry says, I'm a 45-year-old runner. I was diagnosed with retrocalcaneal bursitis. You know, burses are fluid sacs that usually prevent friction at the attachment of tendons to the bone. The Achilles tendon attaches to the back of the heel. The bursa allows to reduce friction. If that's persistent, many times it's mechanical. Check with podiatry. Besides strengthening, be a walker for a while. Don't try to push through in this situation. I've used orthotics for decades when this is a persistent problem. So have a podiatrist check out your foot mechanics. Ellen says, my 12-year-old daughter, the figure skater, she got bumps on the inside of the arches that bother her in her skates. You know, Ellen, it's one of the most common problems we see in the world of figure skating. When you lock the foot in a boot, it limits whatever motion. And when there's a prominent bone in that area, which is the common area, any pressure can cause irritation and actually irritate where that tendon runs. and there could be a growth center there. So have the bootmaker punch out that area of the boot, and then you want to pay big attention. I've used orthotics for decades when this specifically was a persistent problem. Control excessive flattening of the foot. The exciting part of the same orthotics, which really can reduce stress in this area, is all aspect of your daughter's skating will probably improve. That's been our experience over the years. Frank says my 14-year-old daughter, she plays volleyball. She's on a traveling team. She's been plagued with knee problems. You know, Frank, pay attention to foot mechanics. Over the years and decades, I've dealt with the Olympic teams in both men's and women's volleyball. I used to see top club volleyball players. And when I saw girls, young women, almost always we were using orthotics because of their knee problems. It was often missed if their feet didn't hurt. So the foot mechanics, commonly the overpronated foot, females, the girls, especially if they're going through puberty, the hips are widening. There's an enlarged, what's called a Q angle, the angle down to the knee. And this many times is an irritating factor, especially with all the jumping that's involved in volleyball. So you want to make sure you bounce off, check podiatry, make sure she's in the right shoe for her foot mechanics, and pay big attention to the role of orthotics. This is something we've had great success with, whether we wanted to call it jumper's knee or knee tendonitis, inflammation of the attachment of the patella tendon to the top of the shin bone. The more torque in that area, and the torque is increased with wider hips. This also goes with adult females, whether they're runners, whatever their activity happens to be, tennis players, or pickleball players, we would always see foot-related problems. Doug, are we ready for our second guest? Do we have Marjorie?
I'm here.
Oh, Marjorie. Hey, Dr. Bob. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back with these important topics. And I wanted to start off, Marjorie, give us some background, a quickie background on yourself and this whole world, a great word, connect diplomacy, using our differences to connect. Last time you were on, the beginning of the summer, we were talking about the Olympics being such a great example of any of this. But go ahead.
Well, I have written a couple books. One of them is Connect Diplomacy, Using Our Differences to Connect. And basically what that says is, look, we are all different. We have different ideologies, different religions, different ways of thinking. We all look different, and that's okay. But we need to respect each other. And it's amazing to me how so much has happened in our world that we've kind of lost that. And that's it's a lot what I was involved in with politics. That's how this all started.
Oh,
I
my gosh. Politics. Yeah.
Well, the division.
Yes.
Yeah, the division
but you
has
and
become,
I talked about, but, yes, the teammates and organizations working together. The educational system trying to pay big attention, what's so important to be learned. What's the best website people can find out about you, your work, and your books?
Sure. They can go to my nonprofit is AmericaConnected.org, or my direct email is itsmarjoriehope@marjoriehope.com. And that is my name, by the way, and that's the name on my book. I have found that this division, a lot of it, though, honestly, is caused by the media. It's always been there. We've always had division.
It became entertainment. It became entertainment, and it really became then adversarial. And then when you throw in social media and that whole world, you know, good luck to us. And we talk about these topics. I call it the mental game, whether I'm talking with a sports psychologist, a psychiatrist, a mental coach, someone in the whole world of this diplomacy like you're so much talking about. And many times I ask, you know, well, I'm knocking on wood, how we're doing. And we ain't doing that well, are we?
Unfortunately, no. Factors such as the rise of social media, the 24-hour news cycle, and the increasing influence of special interest groups have amplified these divisions. And amazingly, I mean, we all knew one side in the politic part of this was going to win and one part doesn't. I mean, that's just how to pick one. And you would think the person, I know I would be happy if my side, who I wanted, won, right? But they weren't even happy. The things I saw on social media are so divisional. And that's the part that's scary, because politicians and media outlets, they've exploited these differences, but for their gain, framing the issues in ways that exasperate conflict rather than encouraging understanding.
And what's amazing, again, using the Olympics as an example, is over the millennium, thousands of years, at the beginning of something like the Olympics, again, getting 200 countries together, all of these different societies together, and they cooperate. Like we just saw in Paris, in a lot of ways, and you would think that, boy, oh boy, what a great example. And it just doesn't seem to, although I think it turns a lot of heads when we have somebody like you paying big attention. You know, when you're talking about America Connected, and you've been around, what, 7-8 years with that?
Yeah, I've been doing this about 15 years, but my organization started in 2016. And I'll tell you, even the Olympics became divisional. I don't know if you remember, Dr. Bob, but they had a huge grand opening of a feast, and it was the Feast of Dialysis, but people thought it was something else. And they immediately on social media started saying, we're banning the Olympics, we're not going to watch it anymore. And it turned into this political thing. And I actually got out there and said, no, this is not the way. They were trying to do a good thing. They worked really hard on this. Let's support them. And just have fun with the Olympics. Let's enjoy it. But so much now is taken in a negative way.
Well, you have a major point. You talk a major point of using our differences to connect. I mean, that's a big statement that flies in the face, flies in the face.
Well, it becomes
making a big deal about our differences, it being such a freaking hassle. But how do we use our differences to connect?
Well, see, first of all, what's happened too is it's become a fragmented society, because dialogue is stifled and individuals tend to retreat into, think about this, the echo chambers that reinforce their beliefs. So that's what social media does. You go to the group that acts like you, thinks like you, believes like you. And same with the news.
I didn't think Americans, I remember the movie, Manchurian Candidate with Frank Sinatra, North Korea. I never thought Americans could be brainwashed in one direction or another until
at World War II.
Yes. I mean, with social media, the constant hearing exactly what you want to hear, it's pretty amazing very disorienting.
Exactly. And here's the interesting thing. And I actually did a little survey on this. People that are very, very strongly political one way or the other, if you're walking down the street, they don't know you. You're just walking down the street. You fall down, you skin your knee, let's say, and go, ouch, you know. They see it happen. They'll turn around and try to help you. Are you okay? Are you all right? Okay. They'll get you help if you need it. But that same person will bash you if he found out what you believe in that's different from them. And this is what happened in World War II. You had people that went to dinner together, that did barbecues, that had picnics, their families were friends, and yet they turned each other in during the Nazi reign of Hitler. But why was that? Because they really believe it. They don't do it to, quote, be mean, to be nasty.
They have been indoctrinated. Yes, but when you're putting a team together, again, with athletes from all over the place, even if it's youngsters, but especially as we get into, you're talking to the high school, college kids from all over the place, transferring and whatever, and having the necessity of getting along and dealing with their coach and dealing with their parents, and then finding out that it's so, so much pressure and so difficult for so many of these kids. you know, from the bullying side, again, or the social media side, and a lot more education is really needed to be paying attention to some of the major points that you're talking about.
Well, and there are pathways to reconnection. Despite the challenges posed by any division, the first step is recognizing that while differences are inevitable, they do not have to be divisive. And I think we need to teach people that it is okay to disagree.
That's a big point. I think that's the learning point where you mentioned, again, going back to using our differences to connect, where you're saying this should be a positive, not a negative. And boy, that's like a new thought.
I love your show, by the way. I was on your show last time. I think I may have spoke about a train ride I was on in Dubai when I met an Arab sheikh. And what was interesting is he let me get his picture. We kind of conversed for a few minutes. And it was just an amazing, amazing experience because he obviously recognized how different he and I were. From man, woman, different religions, again, different ideologies. We look different.
You're lucky he talked to you.
Well, not only that, but I asked him for my picture, which I didn't think he'd do. But not only did he do that, he gave me a thumbs up. And it's actually in my book. But that showed me, he recognized and understood we were both human beings. Of course, we were different. We would never be best friends, but we were friends. And that's okay. And the respect we have for each other as a human being is the best that we can get in the world. Because we don't have to like each other. We don't even have to like everyone in our family. But we need to respect each other. And engaging in conversations where an individual feels heard and valued, that creates the sense of connection, even when your opinion differs. And I think that's what we're missing, is that everybody counts. Everybody's opinion is going to differ. But we can approach it with a mindset of curiosity rather than judgment.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, it's funny, wherever I've had guests on the show, anywhere in the world, whatever their vocation was, topic was, mental health, again, sports, not sports, high performance, business world, life, and health and wellness, but whatever their area was, mental health was such a big deal. In so many ways. I knew the time was going to fly by with you, Marjorie. We had a crazy mix-up with the time with the show. Give us again the best place to find out about you, your work, and your books.
Sure. Both books actually are on Amazon. Connect Diplomacy, Using Our Differences to Connect by Marjorie Hope. I also have a book called Carrie's Gold, which is actually a gymnastics book, teaching about gymnastics as far as flexibility and the strength that you need in the world to get along.
That's
and
right.
Connect.
Last time we talked about you owning a gymnastics school. Next
That's
time
right.
I get you back, we're going to get back on it. Marjorie,
sounds
hold
great.
On. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great talking to you.